In Chapter 11, we are going to talk about retail pricing. Let us briefly look at the learning objectives of this chapter. Understand basics of costing and pricing a product or a service. Understand the difference between the concepts of cost and price. Understand the process of costing and price determination. To explore pricing strategies and their effects on the product mix. What is the concept of retail price? As students of marketing, you're all aware that there are four P's. Price is obviously the most important one. Why? Because a customer will usually look at the price first. So, what is price? This is what we are going to find out through this chapter. Buyers decide to buy a product based on its price. It is therefore the most critical factor that determines the success of a product. Price is defined as the amount of money that a product or service is sold for. It is the amount that the customer pays for the goods or the service to the retailer. Therefore, price is also the value of or worth of a product. It is the perceived value of a product, the value that the customer thinks he should be paying for that product to the retailer. Pricing is a critical ingredient of the marketing mix. Let us understand why. Pricing is a flexible variable. Out of all the four P's of marketing, price, promotion, place and product, which is the easiest to change. If you have to change the product, you have to take a lot of thought, market research, and then design the product. Changing the product or the distribution strategy is very time consuming, may take months, and is obviously costly. Similarly, changing the promotion strategy of a product is also going to incur additional costs. But what about price? Price is a flexible variable. It can be changed immediately. There is no lead time required to change price. Therefore, depending on how well the product is selling, the retailer can immediately change the pricing strategy. Hence, this is an extremely important concept in understanding retail pricing. Pricing creates first impressions. Like we said, what is the first thing you do when you go to a store? You flip open the price tag and see the price written on it. Therefore, it creates first impressions. Many customers equate price to quality of the product. Customers perceive that quality and price have a linear relationship, which means that as price of the product increases, the quality improves. This may or may not be true, but it does create an impression on the customer. Therefore, price creates impressions on the customer, thereby affecting the sales of the product. Pricing is the key to sales promotions. What is sales promotions? What are discount sales? The product is the same, the promotion strategy is the same, the distribution is the same. What is changing in the market mix during a discount sale is the price. The price of the product is reduced, discounted, it is put on a markdown and then sold. Then more customers come to buy it. Therefore, sales promotions use price as the key factor. Pricing is a tool for comparison. In today's world, when all kinds of information is easily accessible on the internet, the customer, who's very smart and aware, immediately searches on the net to find out what are the various versions, various features of a product, who are the different retailers selling the product, and at what price points. So comparing price online is extremely easy. Even if you're buying the product from a physical store, the customer will first want to compare the price online and then go to a store to buy the product. Pricing, like we just said, is also equated to quality. Therefore, the price of a product enables the customer to make mental comparisons between different product versions or different brands or different stores before making a purchase decision. Pricing is extremely complex. It requires an assessment of the current business situations, the market scenario, a thorough understanding of the customers. What is my customer going to pay for this product? Will they like a promotion strategy? Will they like it to be a discount strategy? Will it be a high price strategy or a mid-level pricing strategy? All these issues need to be planned in advance. Also, the economic situation, the market, what is the market going to pay? What is the competitor charging for this product? All these aspects need to be considered before deciding the price of a product. But the price also depends on the cost of the product. The cost, in turn, depends on the raw material cost, the labor cost, the cost of various entities in the supply chain, the power of the suppliers over the retailer, etc. Pricing needs to be flexible in order to adapt to the various changes in the environment. At the same time, this dual assessment of costs and the market situation makes pricing an extremely complex task. Now that we have introduced the term cost and price, let us understand in detail what they mean and try and equate them in formulae. Cost is the amount spent to produce a product or a service. For consumers, value is the ratio of what consumers perceive that they are receiving to what they have to pay for it. So value can be defined as perceived benefits divided by the price of that product. We all know that cost of a product or service determines its price. But it is not the other way around. Price does not determine the cost of a product. Therefore, price is a subset of cost. Now let us classify various elements of retail price. Variable costs. These are costs that vary with the production level or with the quantity or volume of production of a particular product. Fixed costs, on the other hand, are costs that do not change with the level of production or activity. Variable costs could be raw material costs or labor costs. Direct labor, indirect labor, direct material costs, indirect material costs. Fixed costs could be things like rents. It could be things like salaries of the production manager, salaries of the employees, fixed mobile phone charges. Then in between fixed and variable costs, we can have another class of costs, which is referred to as semi-variable, which means they are fixed to a certain point, but after that they become variable. For example, the usage of a mobile phone or electricity, where a certain fixed cost has to be borne every month, and above that fixed cost limit, the cost varies with usage. Let us look at the formula. Total costs of a product is equivalent to total fixed costs plus total variable costs. Overheads, or expenses as they are also referred to, are ongoing expenses of operating a business. This means whether you have production or you do not have production, whether you have fewer orders in production or whether you have a lot of volume being produced, you will have to bear these overhead costs. The next element of retail price is the profit or the markup, which is the difference between cost and price of a product. Markup is the amount earning on a single product sold by the retailer. So we can define markup as retail price minus the cost of that product. Now let us understand the concept of break-even point. This is a point at which the firm neither makes a profit nor does it make a loss. That is why it is just a point. It is a point on a graph which says at this point the company is breaking even. It is not making a loss, it is not making a profit either. The analysis of this break-even point is an extremely useful analytical tool which determines how many units or pieces have to be sold in order to achieve a break-even point. So the break-even analysis helps to know what is the break-even point, what is the number of pieces to be sold in order to break even. Let us frame a formula for this. Break-even quantity, so this is the amount of or number of units that have to be sold to break even, is equal to fixed costs divided by the total of actual unit sales price minus the unit variable cost. Now let us move on to the next section, which is objectives of retail pricing. What are the various objectives that a retailer wants to achieve by his pricing strategies? These objectives of the company are the starting point for pricing decisions. So a retailer first needs to be very clear on what are the objectives he wants to achieve and then decide his pricing decisions or his retail pricing strategies. These are some of the retail pricing objectives that a retailer could have in mind. One could be maximizing the profits that the retailer is making. The other could be maximizing the revenue that the retailer plans to achieve. Increasing the market share of the retailer could be another objective of retail pricing. Countering competition. Sometimes a retailer may decide to increase or decrease the price of his product based on what the competitor is charging for the product. So I can increase the price of my product, thereby giving an image of good quality or high quality to the consumer. So the consumer thinks that my product is of a better quality and therefore I'm charging a higher price for it. By doing this, I am countering competition. On the other hand, if there is a new entrant into the product category, I can decide to lower my price, thereby giving the competitor a tough run for his money. He may not be able to make enough sales to sustain his business. Sales maximization could be another objective of retail pricing. Capacity utilization. This essentially refers to those retailers who are also manufacturers. Capacity utilization. This is applicable for those retailers who are also manufacturers. So instead of letting their production capacity lie unused, they would rather reduce the price and still produce a product and sell it. It is more expensive to have a factory that is not running because you still need to pay the overheads, you still need to pay your labor. Quality leader. This is another objective of retail pricing. A retailer can want to project an image of being a quality leader. Like we've already discussed, consumers perceive quality to be equivalent to price. Therefore, by charging a higher price, the retailer wants to establish an image of being high quality and thereby being a quality leader. Let us recap the objectives of retail pricing. Profit maximization, maximizing the profit margins, maximizing the quantity being sold or the volume or the turnover. Survival, yes, that would be one reason for pricing it differently. Being a quality leader, giving an image of quality can be a retail pricing objective, revenue maximization, and countering competition or discouraging a new entrant to that product category or market could be another pricing objective. Pricing is an extremely complex task. Price is objective because it is calculated mathematically using formulae. But at the same time, pricing is subjective also. Many, many factors affect the pricing decisions of a retailer. We can classify these factors that affect price decisions as external or internal. External factors are those that are outside the control of the retailer and therefore cannot be changed. Internal factors are those that are internal to the retailer and his organization and therefore can be changed or controlled easily. Let us look at what are the various external factors that affect price decisions for a retailer. These are nature of competition, state of economy, the distribution channels available and being used, consumers' perception of the price, and government regulations. The various internal factors impacting price decisions are image of the retailer, the store location, the product range the retailer is offering, the cost of the product or cost of manufacturing or procuring the product, and the various price objectives of the retailer. Now, we will discuss these in detail. The nature of competition. Who is the competitor? Is the competitor a small organization? Is it a big competitor? Does it deal in many products? What is the price the competitor is charging for the same product? These are all important factors in deciding the price of the product. The state of the economy or economic conditions prevalent in that country or region and the level of inflation will all impact price. What is the inflation percentage? Is the economy in boom or is in recession? What is happening in the environment, in the economic environment of that region? These are all factors that will influence the price decisions. Distribution channels. What is the distribution channel? Is it limited? Is it an extensive distribution channel? Is it already existing for the retailer to use? Or does the retailer have to start establishing a new distribution channel? Who are the other intermediaries in that supply chain or distribution channel? How many intermediaries are there? Is the retailer sourcing directly from a manufacturer? Is there a wholesaler in the picture? Is there a distributor who is also in the picture in the supply chain? We need to remember that each of these intermediaries of the supply chain will add to the cost of the product that is being procured because each intermediary is going to add their own profits to the cost. Therefore, the end cost at which the retailer procures the product becomes higher. The customer's perception of price and value. What is the target customer's perception of price? How does he perceive the product to be valuable to him? What are the target customer's expectations about price? These issues must be addressed by the pricing policy that the retailer follows. It helps in building brands and long-term profits for the retailer. It will also impact the customer base of the retailer. Government regulations or policies. The government imposes a certain price limit on certain product categories. For example, petrol or diesel, or certain life-saving medicines and drugs will all have a price ceiling being imposed by the government so that everybody can access or use or buy these products. These government regulations will also impact the taxation policies, the investments made by the retailer, the interest rates he has to pay, or the employment rates, the inflation percentage. All these factors together are going to impact the cost of procuring the product as well as the price that the retailer is going to sell the product for. The internal factors that affect the price of a product are the image the retailer wants to project to his target customer. This is a key influencer on the final price. If the image is that of exclusivity of a different unique product, the price will be high and the distribution would be limited. If the image is of a mass product, the price will have to be lower. The product in this case is not differentiated. Many competitors exist and therefore the distribution channels have to be extensive. All these factors will complement the image of the retailer and therefore influence the price. Location of the store. Where is my store located? Is it in a upmarket mall? Or is it in one of the old parts of the city which is extremely crowded? The location of the store within the mall is also extremely important. Today, mall owners plan the stores within their mall. They plan what kind of a store is going to be there on the ground floor, what kind of a store is going to be at the entrance, which is going to be the focal point of customers when they enter the mall. Which kind of a store am I going to put in that corner of the mall which is not easily accessible? The rents for different parts of the mall is going to be different. So the retailer has to consider all these aspects before he finalizes the location. He also needs to know the kind of target customer that is frequenting that mall or location. Are there enough footfall of the target customer base in that location, or the footfall is high but it is not of the retailer's target customer, it is of a different group, then the location may not be appropriate. So all these aspects will impact the pricing decisions that the retailer makes. Cost of procuring the product, obviously extremely critical, because price depends primarily on the cost of the product. So cost of procuring the product from the manufacturer is the starting point for all calculations of price. The price should obviously cover all costs that are incurred by the retailer. The company's objectives, we have just discussed at the beginning of this lecture that the company's retail pricing objectives are very important in deciding his pricing strategies. The objectives could be making a profit, or it could be increasing the market share. The pricing strategies for both would be different. A market leader can charge a premium price, while a late entrant or a smaller competitor will have to capture the market by starting with lower price points. Only then will he be able to enter into that market or product category. Therefore, all these factors will impact the pricing. Product range, another internal factor which can be controlled by the retailer. He can change it at his request. Product range, this is another internal factor that is within the control of the retailer. He can change the product range depending on how it is performing. The width and depth of the product range and their price interrelationship will also influence the price of the products in that assortment. Basic or staple products obviously will have to be priced lower. it is possible to price staple products lower because they are produced in bigger volumes. Also, you might have more competitors in the category of staple or basic products. The next factor influencing pricing is the nature of the product. The price depends on whether the product is a basic product or a fashion product or a seasonal product. A basic product will have elastic demand. This means that the customer is price sensitive and the price therefore has to be very competitive. The focus for a basic product will obviously be on the functionality, on all the substitutes that are available, and what are the customers looking for? Are they looking for good prices? Are they looking for bargains? Is the customer price sensitive? These aspects will determine the price of a basic product. The price of a fashion product or a unique, differentiated or niche product will usually have an inelastic demand. This means that even though the price may increase, the demand will not reduce. In such products, price can be dictated by the retailer. Here, the focus is on design, individuality of appearance, on quantity. A brand-conscious customer is usually not price-sensitive. Therefore, depending on which kind of product the retailer is selling, the pricing strategy will have to be different. Now let us understand three different pricing strategies that are available to a retailer. These are the low price strategy, a moderate price strategy, a high price strategy. Needless to say, these depend on all these factors that we have discussed in the last few slides, especially the kind of product that is being sold. A low price strategy, also referred as a discount orientation, is suitable when the retailer is a new one and follows the pricing of market penetration. This can, however, only be a short-term strategy because it is not possible for a retailer to continue selling at a low price for very long. He will end up closing his store. A moderate price strategy is appropriate for a small to medium-sized retailer who wants to achieve the retail price objective of sales maximization, capacity utilization, profit maximization, and wants to continue to be competitive. This retailer can use the strategy of moderate pricing. A high price strategy, which is also referred to as an upscale orientation, is used by retailers who have a unique or a niche product to sell. Therefore, they can command higher prices due to lack of competitors or lack of substitutes. Now let us look at two more pricing strategies, which are market penetration and market skimming. Market penetration, as the name suggests, is an aggressive policy used to penetrate the market, which means to increase the market share. This is followed when the product is a basic or a staple product. Then the retailer wants to achieve bigger sales volume, which is possible in a basic product. Therefore, he has to follow an aggressive policy. The market penetration policy aims to capture a large market share by selling at low prices that discourage new competitors from entering that market. This strategy is appropriate when the customer is price sensitive and the product demand is elastic. Market skimming, on the other hand, is the opposite strategy of market penetration. What does the term skimming mean? Skimming means to collect or to skim the fat over the milk, to collect the cream. Therefore, the market skimming policy means reaping profits. It is used when the retailer has a unique product to offer. The objective is to skim the maximum possible revenue before competitors emerge in that product category. This strategy charges a high price initially and may reduce it gradually after a certain time, especially when new competitors have emerged in that product category or market. The retailer may be forced to reduce the price gradually so that he can remain competitive in that product category. Market skimming is actually a form of price discrimination over time. We all know price discrimination means charging a different price at different times or charging different prices for different consumer categories. For example, if you take a train ticket, then the price is different for an adult person and it is discounted for a senior citizen. That is price discrimination. There are many forms of price discrimination which I'm sure you have studied in your marketing syllabus. Now we will talk of different methods of setting price. What are the steps involved in setting prices? Firstly, we have to develop a marketing strategy. This includes segmentation, firstly targeting the market. Who is my target customer? What are the psychographics and demographics of my target customer? After which we segment it, and then we position our product or our retail store in the minds of the target customer. The next step is to make marketing mix decisions. At this stage, the retailer has to decide what are the segments, what are the positioning, what is the distribution and promotional strategies that he will follow, what is the price, what are the four P's: price, place, promotion, and obviously product. The next step in setting price is to estimate the demand curve and to find out if demand is elastic or not. So the retailer needs to get specific information about how the price of that product is going to affect the demand. The next step is to calculate the costs of that product. Obviously, since cost determines the price of a product, we need to know the cost of procuring that product before we can set its price. Cost is estimated by an accurate assessment of the total fixed costs as well as the total variable costs. Now, the retailer needs to undertake an environmental assessment. He has to understand who is the competitor, what price the competitor is going to charge, what are the competitor's strategies, especially pricing strategies, what is their product and its value. And the retailer needs to understand what are the legal constraints of that product category, what are the government policies for that product category, what is the political situation or economic situation, what is the socio-cultural situation in that region before deciding on the pricing policy. After that, the retailer has to set his pricing objectives, which we've discussed. Could be profit maximization, it could be revenue maximization, it could be increasing market share, it could be to counter competition, it could be plain survival, it could be utilizing the capacities. After the pricing objectives have been set, the price is determined. Even though this discusses how to go about setting pricing, it is not necessary that all these steps will be followed every time the price of a product has to be set, or that the steps have to be followed in the same sequence. So in some cases, you may be omitting some of these steps, and in some cases, you may not follow this complete sequence of setting prices. Therefore, these two slides of setting prices are only as a guideline to develop the pricing of the retailer.